All the quitting and the recruiting of staff is backing up the economy. I'm David Brancaccio. Central bankers did raise short-term interest rates by 0.5 percentage point yesterday, the sharpest single-day jump in 22 years for the Fed. And today we have data showing this labor shortage is very much gumming up the works in a way that will concern consumers, employers, and central bankers. Diane Swonk is chief economist at the tax and advisory firm Grant Thornton. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's this data today? I mean, productivity fell off a cliff here.
Yeah, we saw a huge plunge in labor productivity and a huge surge in costs, labor costs. And this is the stuff that keeps the Fed up awake at night. We saw over an 11% increase in labor costs in the first quarter. That's the fastest pace we've seen since 1982. What's happening is it's not just that wages are going up. It's that the costs of record high quit rates, the replacing that talent that firms are losing, is costing them in productivity. And I think that's really important to understand. It's often lost in translation when we talk about wages not keeping up with inflation.
Now, the chair of the Fed was talking about measured approaches to inflation, not doing anything rash. But data like this today suggests the Fed may have to get stricter.
Well, they certainly are focusing on inflation now, and he did say he would not hesitate to act if necessary even more aggressively. And I think that's the moral of the story right now. They want to get to neutral quickly. But as he said, there's no red line that says you crossed it once you've gotten there. You don't know until after you've gotten beyond it. And they think they need to go beyond it to actually cool off the situation enough so that we can take the steam out of inflation and the burn that workers are feeling when they go shopping now.
Diane Swonk, she's the chief economist at Grant Thornton. Thank you very much for the briefing.
Thank you.
Now, what happens when inflation flares in the absence of higher interest rates? The example is Turkey, where consumer prices are up nearly 70% in a year. I say 70%. My marketplace colleague, the BBC's Victoria Craig, has more.
Countries around the world are dealing with an increasingly acute cost-of-living crisis exacerbated by Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the impact that's had on energy prices. But the situation is far worse in Turkey because President Recep Tayyip Erdogan insists that the central bank should not increase interest rates to tame inflation. Making ends meet, then, as bills skyrocket, is becoming an impossible task, as Tuba Kanapolt in Istanbul explains.
We have to leave the house now. Something like this started now. Landlords remove existing tenants and rent out the flats at higher rates. We don't know what to do about it. We are in a really difficult situation.
She told me as the squeeze on pocketbooks gets tighter, she and many others are smiling on the outside, but crying on the inside. I'm the BBC's Victoria Craig for Marketplace.
Intuit, the company behind TurboTax, has agreed to pay restitution to millions of customers who used its tax preparation software. This settles allegations that Intuit used deceptive marketing tactics to charge people when there was a lot of talk of free. Marketplace's Nova Safo has that.
The agreement between Intuit and all 50 states and the District of Columbia is worth $141 million. Almost all of that money will go to Americans who used TurboTax for tax years 2016 through 2018 and who would have otherwise qualified for the government's free file program. Some 4.5 million low-income tax filers and members of the military are thought to be eligible. They'll each get approximately $30 for every one of those tax years, according to the New York State Attorney General's office. Checks will automatically go out by mail. As part of the settlement, Intuit admitted no wrongdoing, but agreed to make some changes. Those include making advertising clearer and not requiring users to restart their filing if they switch from one of Intuit's paid products to a free one. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
Allentown, Pennsylvania is out Interstate 78 here. It took on a Rust Belt brand when factories shut down throughout the surrounding Lehigh Valley. But now the region is seeing new manufacturing plants open up to make things other than steel. WLVR's Chloe Nouvelle filed this report for us.
The Lehigh Valley still bears some of the scars of the collapse of its steel industry, made famous in the singer Billy Joel's Allentown.
When we're living here in Allentown, and they're closing all the factories down.
That Billy Joel song kind of haunts us to this day.
That's Don Cunningham. He was the mayor of nearby Bethlehem and ran the city during the collapse of its steel industry. Now, the rusted blast furnaces that mark the skyline are mainly used as a backdrop for concerts and television shoots. Cunningham says when Joel's song came out back in the early 80s, it was fairly accurate.
But that was many decades ago, and economically a whole nother era ago, when the Lehigh Valley was really driven by heavy industry.
Cunningham now runs the region's economic development initiatives, and he points out that the area still makes and moves things, just not steel anymore.
The Lehigh Valley really has emerged as both a center for e-commerce, for moving product to population centers, and fortunately for us, making product. Manufacturing is the second biggest part of our economy.
The region is within a day's driving distance to around a third of U.S. consumers, so it's attractive to companies like subscription pet food maker Spot and Tango, looking to shorten its supply chain.
I think controlling our destiny, and that includes the supply chain, is a really important feature and facet of our business.
That's Russell Brewer, the founder and CEO of Spot and Tango. He says he's investing around $20 million to build his first manufacturing facility in one of Allentown's suburbs. It will be minutes away from an Ocean Spray bottling plant, an Amazon fulfillment center, and one of FedEx's largest ground hubs.
Look, we're a young company and we're thriving, and you know, being around and with like-minded individuals and entities and businesses is very exciting for us.
Spot and Tango's plant is expected to open this summer. In Bethlehem, I'm Chloe Nouvelle for Marketplace.
There's a Mack Truck Museum out in Allentown that says it's temporarily closed but working to reopen. When it's back, I am totally going to make a day of it. I'm Dave Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.